每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
11月23日，丰盛的生命。吃的人是为主吃的，因他感谢神。罗马书14章6节。你认为如果人能独自面对生命以及永生，上帝还会差遣他的爱子来到这个世界上吗？基督降世表明神不喜悦人的痛苦。他差遣耶稣来，不仅是为了我们可以得到永恒的生命，也为了我们此时此地的生命，为了我们能有更为丰盛的生命，与众不同的生命。耶稣的教导是独特而与众不同的，他将宗教从理论范畴中带出来，而置之于实践当中。他的话带着权柄，带着终结性。他说话时似乎知道一切，他也确实知道一切。他不是自称寻求真理，却承认从未发现真理的那种满脑子空泛猜测的哲学家，而更像是一位自信的数学家在发声，毫不迟疑地给出答案，因为答案的明证就在问题之中。让我们一同祷告。主啊，我知道我完完全全地依靠你，感谢你赐给我日用所需的一切，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
November 23rd, The Abundant Life. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. Romans 14:6. 6. Do you think that God would have bothered to send his Son to the world if man had been able to face life and eternity alone? Christ's coming to the world proved that God was not happy with man's unhappiness. He sent him not only that we might have eternal life, but that we might have life here and now, and that we might have it more abundantly. Life with a capital L. Jesus' teaching was unique and different. He took religion out of the theoretical category and placed it in the practical. He spoke with authority. He spoke with finality. He spoke as though he knew, and he did. His was not the soft, empty conjecture of the philosopher who professes to search for the truth, but readily admits that he has never found it. It was more the confident voice of the mathematician who gives his answers unhesitatingly because the proof of the answers can be found within the problem. Let us pray. Lord God, I know that I am completely dependent upon you. Thank you for daily providing all that my body needs. In Jesus' name, Amen.